All right, we have Craig Robinson on the line from People's out in theaters
what
today.
What up, Craig?
How's it going, Craig?
What up? Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm real good. Thank you very much. I got a little nervous this morning. I'm real jittery. Like, come on.
Why are you so jittery, man? You excited about the movie coming out?
Exactly. I'm very excited. I just woke up and feels like Christmas a little bit.
Now, Craig, you're the romantic lead, right, with Kerry Washington,
hold up,
right?
Player.
How did you get involved, and who did you pay to get involved with this movie with Kerry Washington?
You know what? They came after me. Would you believe it? They came after me. They were like, you get to spank Kerry Washington. I said, where do I sign the paper?
I believe you, too.
So this is a new career?
Peter Gordon Chisholm, writer, director of this movie that I've fallen in love with, People's. She came, we had a meeting. Now, she'll tell you the very first meeting, she'll say, this is what she'll say, that I fell asleep and I was stone cold asleep behind some sunglasses while she pitched the movie. That didn't happen. It was a little cat nap. And then the second time we met, it was beautiful. And then I ended up getting a part. And yes, here we are.
So basically, you're the lead in this. Is that scary for you?
No. You know why? Because the cast around me, I mean, you hear it every single time, every single movie. Like, we were family. I swear to you, this is what happened. We became a family, and we were like singing. We were singing harmony. We was all singing and jokes. We had a reunion not too long ago, and the movie ain't even out yet.
Well, I see some video with you and Kerry getting down on the dance floor.
It happened. That was the premiere party, and we had to do what we had to do.
So, Craig, what's the Tyler Perry process in the movie? Did he just kind of just put his name on top, or was he on the set and stuff? What was his involvement?
Tyler, every scene, Tyler is standing just outside the camera, going, "Say it like this." No, I'm just kidding. He came one time to set, and he was like, "Okay, y'all got this." He stepped, aside so Tina could get her shine on. He put his name on it, so the whole movie, we could all be, we could like come into his light. So he's just been amazing with this, and we couldn't be more humbled and honored.
Now, not only did you dance online, we saw with People's, but I saw you dance last night in The Office. You had your big official exit as Daryl. The Office finale is 2 hours next week. I guess the question is, will Steve Carell be back? That everybody's asking. I've heard yes and no.
Steve, no, no, no.
He's not coming back for sure, because we've seen some reports that he is.
Steve's not coming back. He came to Scranton.
He came to Scranton, but he's not going to be on the final show.
Soundbite. Steve Carell is not going to be on the final episode of The Office.
Gotcha.
So, just to be sure, Steve Carell is not...
We want to play this next Friday.
We all miss Steve, but he got his goodbye over like four episodes.
Yeah.
So that's what, they were like.
The dance you did last night on the show with everybody else, how long did that take to put together?
We had a rehearsal the day before, and then we came in the next day and rocked it out. And they cut it up a little bit. I mean, it was some more booty shaking in there, but we made it happen. I was happy with it.
Okay, This Is the End comes out this summer, about the end of the world. Tell us, and you have a bunch of stars in here, Rihanna and everybody. Will you be the sole survivor in this movie?
Ha! You gotta go see it! People.
How crazy was that, working with all those people in that movie?
Oh, man, that was that's probably the wildest movie I've done. And I was in Hot Tub Time Machine. That movie was, it was pretty wild. We had a blast. And then we were in New Orleans for 3 months.
Now,
it was like being in a basement with your friends, and somebody's like, "Hey, I got a camera," and it's like, "Oh, let's do this." It was that kind of party.
It looks like this movie's going to be a really hard R from some of the scenes that we've seen. Nudity, sex
hard
talk.
R.
Is that what we're expecting here?
Yeah, demon organs. Yeah, that's pretty hard R, my friend.
Craig, Instagram question. We gave one of our partners here on the show just took a vacation, and we gave him a hard time because he came back with a picture of him kissing a dolphin. Just recently surfaced on Instagram is you kissing a dolphin. Craig, what's going on with dolphin love with the brothers, man?
I was in the Bahamas, and I mean, when the last time or next time you're going to get to kiss a dolphin? And those dolphins are damn sexy, by the way. It was it's just one of those things, you know. They
don't knock it till you try it.
You play with it. It's smiling at you. I had to do it.
Yeah, Craig.
So, Craig, growing up, who were your comedy heroes? Who are the people you looked up to?
Richard Pryor, yes. Bill Cosby, Sam Kinison, Martin Mull, Stephen Wright. I'm a big Peter Sellers guy, Leslie Nielsen. I love the deadpan with the comedy acting. Kevin Kline, even. You know, I have a long list of people who I would see and try to emulate.
Now, you were a music teacher before you got into show business. We've heard you sing on various shows and stuff. Do you have perfect pitch, and is there a CD coming anytime soon?
CD? I don't know when it's coming, but it's definitely going to get out there. It's a matter of me having the time to record my band. And perfect pitch, not even close.
Comedian Craig Robinson starring a new movie, Peoples, coming out this week, and you got to go out there and see it. Are you ever amazed about the success that you found, or you knew it was going to happen?
I do have to pinch myself, so there is the amazement factor. I don't think you get to a spot without having some kind of vision. So
that's right.
I definitely, have visualized and focused, and I watch my words, by that I mean I don't say I'm trying to do something, I say I'm doing it.
That's right.
So it's a mixture of both, really.
All right, Craig, you have 10 seconds. Tell people to go see Peoples this weekend in your own words.
Go see Peoples, people, because I only got 10 seconds, and I need you. I'm counting on you. Do it. It comes out today. I love you.
Yeah. Craig Robinson, ladies and people, this weekend. Y'all go see the movie. Craig, thanks for calling to the show, brother.
Thank you very much for getting the word out. Appreciate you.